Hey guys, welcome to Sad Boy Hour, and this is, what did I want to fucking say? Oh, and this is the latest episode. Why did I even have to say that? That is just obvious. Anyways, I've been, oh my god, chill. It has been so long since I put out an episode, but before I start talking, I'm already talking. What is wrong with me? Should I cut this part out? Anyways, anywho, before I dive into the topic, and dive into, like, things I want to actually, like, talk about, I just want to say thank you for the amazing feedbacks, and by amazing feedbacks, like, only, like, one or two people, but do you know what? That's enough. Like, with that amount of people already made me feel, like, I don't know, proud that I'm doing this. And yeah, thank you for that. And if you want your feedback to be much more valid, please give this podcast a 5-star rating. Because bitch, if you give it less, I don't know what I ever done to you, or I don't know. But I'm sorry if I actually ever hurt you. And I want to talk about that a little bit in this episode. But first of all, quarantine life check. You can't see it, but I just did a peace sign, which is kind of stupid because, like, you can't even see me. But, quarantine life has been so freaking boring. Oh my god, I can't believe I've been in this house for the past, how much is 24 times 7? That's how long I've been here, like, in hours. And that's just crazy. I've never been, like, at home for that amount of time. Like, even when I was a baby, my mom would bring me out. This is just crazy. Like, I think this is the longest I've ever been at home or at, like, one certain place. There are so many things that I want to talk about in this episode. Like, online school, my quarantine daily routine, which is probably, that's gonna be a short section, a short segment, I mean. And also just, like, yeah, what I've been up to lately. Hey, let's actually start with that first. So I basically just posted or uploaded a cover on YouTube, which is crazy. I would never do that. It's because I am just very, I don't know, I'm so self-aware. And I don't know, by posting that cover, at first it seemed cool, but, like, as the time passes, it just really, I get scared about it, and it's probably really bad for my mental health because I get scared about what people think, which is very, like, that's something I really don't like about myself. And do you know what? It's kind of improving lately. Like, I've been kind of, like, unapologetic about myself. Here, just wait before I get into that. Like, remember at the beginning of the year, we said that we're gonna slay 2020. Oh my god, ew, nobody says slay anymore. But guess what, bitch? 2020 slayed us. What the fuck? This corona shit, it's ruining everyone. Like, honestly, at first, this corona thing really seemed like a joke. And it became kind of a good, I don't know, how do you call it? Like, a good running joke for, like, TikToks and, like, memes and everything and Twitter. But, like, it'd be ruining everyone's life. And also, before something, I'll just, like, continue, okay? I'll just splurge out whatever I need to say. For those people, please, 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 I beg, don't be fucking selfish and do the whatever, self-quarantine, social distancing, whatever you call it. Because, girl, I know some of, like, some people and, like, some of my friends are just like, bitch, I want to die, I'm ready to die, whatever. It's not really about you. Because if it doesn't affect you, it can affect other people. It can transfer to other people. So if you, let's say, want to die, I don't think your grandma wants to. Like, I don't think she's ready to. So, yeah, think about that. There are a lot of my friends, actually not a lot, like, some of my friends, they get out and they, like, literally hang out and, like, whatever. And it just kind of pisses me off because it's very irresponsible. and unfair because I'm low-key jealous. I also want to get out, but you know what? I actually care about people and I care about the people around me. With that being said, there has been a lot of things that has been happening in my life lately, both the good and bad. But do you know what? I've learned. I mean, I'm still young, so I have like a lot of things that I'm still like, I still got a lot to learn. But I've really learned about self-love. Wow, that is crazy. Let me explain. So I've like, you know what? There's this like really bad habit of me where I really care about what people think about me. Like I care about, I don't know, like what they think of me and like what, when people describe me, like I'm really aware, I'm really precautious about that. But you know what? I learned to be unapologetic and, okay, do you know what? I will give you an illustration to like make this whole situation much more clear. So basically, I've been doing my extended essay. If you don't know what that is, you don't really need to know what that is, because like I think if you ever heard about it, you'll be like, what the fuck, that is so pointless and stupid. But anyways, I'm doing my EE on the show called Big Little Lies, and if you don't know Big Little Lies, get on that shit, girl. It's quarantine. HBO Go is now available in Jakarta. Just sign up or just do the free trial for a week and finish that shit, because it's so darn good. And I've been writing an essay about like female psychology in the show towards physical and emotional violence and its relevance to society. And at first, I'm already interested at the show. I'm already think it's like one of my favorite, which is why I'm writing about it. But after further research and further like investigation, bitch, this show is amazing. And when I was doing like these video essays, like when I was like looking at video essays about this video, there's this one aspect that really like, whoa. So like, if you haven't watched the show, this is not a spoiler, but like throughout the show, we get to see these five main protagonists trying really hard to be mothers, but they're also, without a doubt, without realizing, they're constantly trying to chase perfection. And it's part of the reason why these women in the show are like experiencing some cathartic situation and things that are problematic to them in their life in this show. And it made me realize that like people should stop putting fake and impossible expectations to themselves, because like we should accept the reality, we should accept what we are and what we have. And in the end of the show, we get to see them realizing that too, and that would make the ending very effective and very emotional, I guess. And you know what, I learned that lesson. I mean, like, I just realized that. And do you know what, that is so, like, that's a good philosophic statement right there. Like, I've been so harsh to myself lately. And you know what? Like, what I mentioned in a previous episode, I keep on, like, being harsh to myself because, like, I'm friends with this person and I'm not friends anymore. And I'm friends with this other person and I'm not friends with that friend, like, that person anymore. I've been so harsh to myself and blaming myself for those shit happening. But, like, I didn't ever realize that, like, that's just like part of life, and that and shit happens, and we just have to learn, like we have to accept the reality, if you know what I'm saying. So yeah, if like right now I don't really make a big deal out of like drama and like fucking useless stuff. Oh, by the way, talking about drama, oh my god, did you see Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift, like they reignited their feud? And I saw on Twitter, hashtag Kim Kardashian is over party, which literally made no sense because I'm still in her side. Because Taylor, she a fucking snake. Like, she even, like, agreed to that hypothesis. Like, she's been, like, her snake has been part of her brand lately. So, yeah, I'm not on her side. I don't get why people are saying that Kim is lying. But you know what? Whatever. maybe there are things that I don't know. But whatever. But whatever Kim does, I'm always on her side. Like, I love her. So, I'm sorry. Like, I keep up with the Kardashians, okay? I just can't stop keeping up. Like, honestly. Anywho, do you know what I don't keep up with? Corona. Like, honestly, Corona's publicist, I need to hire her. Okay, anyways, let's talk about quarantine life. I just had my first day of, my first day of online school yesterday, and it was honestly kind of, like, interesting. it's actually fine, you know, like, the Zoom thing, I don't really run into problems. Like, it actually works well. Like, it's actually kind of, like, a better version of Skype. Skype is kind of shit. Like, honestly, like, the lagging, I just can't deal with it. I can't even remember last time I were, like, I used Skype. I think I've been, like, only on, like, FaceTime or, like, WhatsApp video. And those two are so much better than Skype. But Zoom has been good lately. But, yeah, online school, I mean, it's kind of, like, it was kind of short, you know? Because I think, like, the teachers are kind of, like, confused, like, what to do. Because, like, they just have to explain the slides and we can actually, like, read that by ourselves. But, like, anyways, whatever. I had my second day today, too. Oh, that was actually all right. It was, like, IT class. I missed the form time. But I'm like, bitch, why do you need a form time? Like, you don't need to vid call for that. Like, that's kind of, like, killing my sleeping schedule. So, the reason I didn't join form time was because I overslept. Like, during quarantine life, I thought I would get to, like, fix my sleeping schedule, but I literally did the complete opposite. And I've been taking showers once a day, which is probably bad for me because, like, on a daily basis, I can't not shower, like, less than two times. Like, two times is, like, the minimum for me. Like, I need to be squeaky clean. I need to be smelling like a baby. And what's worse is that I've been I've been showering, like, at 1 a.m. and I'll be, like, face masking and be doing TikToks at, like, 2 a.m. which is probably bad for me, but, like, I don't know, bro. Oh my god. And I can feel myself, like, getting fatter day by day, and I feel like a fucking lard. Like, honestly, right now I'm just, like, a piece of fat lard. I'm like a slack of, like, disgusting meat. Like, I've been, like, eating good food every single day. I've been, like, ordering food, and that really ruins the whole point of, like, the quarantine thing, because, like, you know, food from outside, like, we don't know where that's from. But, like, honestly, I'm so lazy. Like, every time I cook, it's just, like, the same thing. I mean, like, I think it's because I only have, like, the same ingredients every day. Like, the things I cook at home are, like, avocado toast, and that doesn't even require cooking. And, oh, I've been cooking a lot of pasta lately, and it's, like, actually really good. Actually, I'm not the one who cooks it. Like, my sister and, like, my younger cousin. And because of that, I've been eating, like, pasta every single day. Like, if not pasta, like, my brother ordered this, like, I don't know, there's this, like, online shop, and they sell, like, meat. I'm sorry for all those vegans. I tried to be one, but, like, when you're Indonesian, it's just impossible. But anyways, he's been, like, ordering this, like, meat from this, like, online shop, and they're, like, very, like, that's their pride. Like, they sell, like, really good quality ones, and bitch, I've been eating steak, like, on a daily basis, and it's so good, though. What the fuck? Like, no matter how you cook it, like, it's like, it's bound to be good. So that's it about food, because, like, I just can't not talk about it anymore, or literally just, like, or I'll literally, like, scream and just, like, cry on my bed. By the way, I'm on my bed right now, and it's been, like, I've been on it, like, every day. But anyhows, I've been watching a lot of movies and shows lately to, like, kill time, obviously. Last night I watched, what did I watch? Oh, I watched Salo Palu or something like that. The movie, I don't know how do you say it? Salo Palu, I don't know. I don't feel like searching on my phone right now. But it's a movie with James Franco and Nat Wolff and Emma Roberts. And you know what? It wasn't that great, honestly. I don't really understand the meaning, because like usually I would like sometimes I would watch these movies with like my sister and stuff, and they'll be like, that is like the shittiest movie of my life, and I'll be like, that is the best movie of my life. But like this movie, it's quite ambiguous and vague. I mean, like the cinematography was pretty, I guess, and that's about it. And Emma Roberts, she's gorgeous. I would watch anything with her on it. Like, I like her vibe. Oh my God, remember her in American Horror Story? She's like, oh, she's so good. Of where does she go? I like she's not playing it, like she's not in a lot of movies lately. Like, she's so underrated. What's another movie I've been watching? Oh, I started Nancy Drew, the new one with the girl from It. But it's kind of fun. I mean, like, it's kind of like PG-13 or like PG basically. But like, I haven't finished it because I saw that they have Powerpuff Girls on HBO Go. So I'm just like, bitch, open that now. Like, I need to click through that now. And I didn't realize there's a new version of Powerpuff Girls. Like, they didn't even have the same opening as the first one. Like, that's part of like what makes Powerpuff Girls, you know? So yeah, those producers, if you're listening to this, I bet you're not. What the heck are you doing? Like, honestly, me and my sister, we used to like memorize like the opening, and like with my cousins, and we would be like, I am Buttercup, I am Blossom, and like I would say like I am Bubble or Blossom, but like in front of my like older sister, we would pretend that I'm like the professor, 'cause like like they used to be sexist, like girls have to be girls and boys have to be boys, and I know like now 2020 that doesn't exist, like that is so outdated. But yeah, that used to be like, that's so funny though. What's another thing I watched lately? I've been watching, oh, The Handmaid's Tale. That's a really good show. I'm on season two now. It actually goes pretty quick, but like sometimes I have to like have a, like take a break like after like a few episodes, because like the torture scenes, they're kind of like, whoa, you know, they're kind of intense or whatever. But Elizabeth Moss, girl, she's so good. Like, I also watch In the Invisible Man. That's such a good movie. That's a darn good movie. Like, I wanted to watch it in theaters because, you know, I want to support it instead of like illegally watching it online. Oh, sorry, by the way. But dude, that movie is so good. And also, like, because of Corona, I couldn't watch it in the theater. So, anyways, yeah. Oh my God, dude, I have not been working out lately, which is really bad for my health. And it feels really weird because, like, I don't know why. Like, a lot of, like, workout for me, it's like, I enjoy it, okay? I have to say that. I enjoy it. Like, it's such a good way to release stress and just, like, you know, like, to, like, boost up your metabolism, I guess. And I don't even know what that fucking means, but, like, I feel like I know what that means. What am I even saying? That's so weird. But yeah, dude, I've been like, I feel so like, honestly, my daily routine is just like wake up, drink coffee, make TikToks, and then like sleep, and then again, like replay. And like this would happen like at like 12 a.m. or something. So yeah, good luck for my health. Pray for me. Wait, is that all I want to say today? Because like I really want to get on my phone and like watch some YouTube videos right now and like some TikToks. So yeah, I'm gonna sign off because, do you know what? Whatever, I'm being unapologetic. This is me emancipating myself. Whoa. So yeah, stay tuned. Wait for the next episode. Oh yeah, and by the way, what do you think of my new like cover for this podcast? I know I keep on changing it again and again. I don't know, bitch. I just feel like it, okay? So yeah. Follow my socials or whatever. But it's really up to you. I get it if you don't want to. So yeah. Thanks for watching this episode. Probably I'm gonna make a music intro for this one because I feel like doing it. And probably you already listened to that because I like that's in the beginning of the episode. But like just remember that when I was like recording this, I didn't have that yet, which is like really a useless information. But anyways, okay. Bye guys, in the next episode. Bye.